Hi again, everybody out there in Radioland. This is David Wilder. Been off for a couple of weeks. Been a busy few weeks. We're back almost to Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, which means that we'll be going back to regular life. But what a week it was. Unbelievable. Sukkot in Hebron. If you haven't been in Hebron for Sukkot, and you haven't seen Mordechai ben David singing in front of Maarat HaMachpelah, then, you know, they say that a person that never saw Beit HaMikdash and wasn't in Simchas Beit HaShoevah, they really don't know what happiness is. But so maybe a little bit of it, a little taste of it here in Hebron. Mordechai ben David singing in front of Maarat HaMachpelah on the second day of Chol HaMoed was just unbelievable. We had over 50,000 people in Hebron that day, standing outside the Ma'arav for his show, which started at 5 in the afternoon. I don't know, there were tens of thousands of people just sort of rocking and singing and clapping their hands and just feeling like, you know, they're all the way up on cloud nine someplace. That was a little taste of the simcha, of the happiness of Sukkot in Hebron. It was really something else. All throughout Chol HaMoed, we had here over 100,000 people. It's a lot of people all at one time in the space of a few days. We had the regular kind of events that we have here in Hebron. We had lots of tours, and we had lots and lots of visitors, and everybody had their sukkah up. And, you know, it's always a fun kind of time of the year when you can go visit people in their sukkahs and see what they put on the walls. The kids go around singing and visit everybody's sukkah and ask for Dvar Torah. And, you know, so some of them are a little shorter and some of them are a little bit longer. But, and it's really just an unbelievable time of the year. I was spending most of my sukkahs, taking pictures and giving tours. Gave a number of tours to people that came in from the States, and I had a group of students that came in from South Africa and did photographing. A lot of those pictures are up on the web. You can see them on the Hebron website, hebron.com. There's video up there also of Mordechai. And of course, one of the big events, besides the music festival, and there were other people that were there too, Adiran and Chaim David were singing also. But one of the big events was on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. When people from Hebron and Kiryat Arba and people from Beit Shemesh and people from basically all over the country, they come in for a special shachris, special morning prayer service, which takes place in the sukkah outside Maarat HaMachpelah, right on the, in the big courtyard outside the building. And it's a special minyan. It's a Kolbach minyan. And there's a fellow named, Chesky Sofer, who I think he lives in Beit Shemesh. He's like one of the closest things there is to Reb Shlomo Karlebach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he comes in with his guitar, and they set up a system in there. And you had, there must have been a few hundred people in this sukkah, men and women, with a mechitza, of course. And they started at 9 or 9:15, and they finished at about 12 o'clock. And there were people that come in to Hebron just for the halel of the Kolbach Minyan, outside Maarat HaMachpelah on Sukkot. It's really something else. We also have that up on the web. It's so uplifting. And I davened early, and I went because I wanted to take pictures. But just to be there and to sing along with them, and, you know, everybody with a lulav and etrog, and there are kids there, and you got to remember where you are. You're standing right outside Maarat HaMachpelah. You're standing next to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You know, sometimes with the singing and the dancing, you sort of feel them there with you. I said to Mordechai ben David after the show, did you see them? You know, they were standing next to you dancing. And I really think they were, you know. A little bit of Sukkot in Hebron. And of course, before that, Yom Kippur, davening Nila and Maarat HaMachpelah and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should forgive everything that needs to be forgiven, and before that, Rosh Hashanah in Maarat HaMachpelah, davening Vatikin very early in the morning. And after all of this time, and from the beginning of Elul through the middle end of Tishrei up to where we are now, it's very difficult to comprehend that now we're going back to everyday life, And but it really was tremendous, tremendous simcha. And I hope I've been able to convey a little bit of that to you. If you want to, like I said, you can take a look up on the web, Hebron.com. And I also want to take this opportunity to invite everybody in, anybody that's coming in during the winter for a break, maybe January intercession or for Hanukkah. There are a lot of fun times, and I think that you'll enjoy yourself. I know we really, really had a great time over the holidays, myself, my family, and the tens and thousands of people, the tens of thousands of people who came into Hebron. And it wasn't just here. I had friends in Yerushalayim that went to Birkat Kohanim at the Kotel on that same Monday morning, second day of Chol HaMoed. And they had over 30,000 people there. You know what 30,000 people at the Kotel is like for Birkat Kohanim? I don't know how many Kohanim there were there. There must have been an awful lot of them. What a big bracha. What a big blessing. B'Shamayim in the heavens. That many people standing next to Beit Mikdash, where Beit Mikdash was and where it will be, Bezrat Hashem b'mehera b'yameinu. So, you know, that together with the tens of thousands that came into Hebron, I really, really hope that Kadosh Baruch Hu heard our prayers, and we should all really be zoche to a tremendous year, to a year of just Bsorot Tovot, just of lots of good things. And everybody should be able to be zoche to what they want and what they need for themselves privately, for their families, for their friends, and of course for all of Am Yisrael. And if the happiness that we were able to generate over Sukkot, which is going to keep us going for a long time, that happiness, that simcha, should be a shining light to all of Am Yisrael, a shining light that will give us the power to overcome, to keep our heads up, and to keep looking kadima, to keep looking forward. So you should all be well, and I'll be back with you next week. Bezrat Hashem, bli neder. Shalom, shalom from Hebron. This is David Wilder.